You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
You go out to a happy hour with coworkers and something happens.
Uh-oh.
Who do you talk to? Is this a call to HR? It's Text Roulette, brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
What if HR is there?
What if HR is part of it?
What if it's right? Exactly.
Okay, here's the message that came through. We went to a karaoke bar for work happy hour, and later that night, Sir Mix-a-Lot came on. My guess is Baby Got Back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were all singing. And then one of my managers came up and started hitting his bleep his donkey into mine. Yeah, he started hitting his baby back into mine.
Yeah, man.
It was weird. I felt weird. And now I feel weird at work. I've only been there a year. Do I go to HR about this? Turn it up. This is a great song, though.
I know.
This is a great song.
I'm hooked and I keep staring.
But you're at a coworker happy hour for karaoke, and this song comes on, and
Jimmy's up there.
Manager Jimmy's feeling like, yeah, baby got back.
Come on up, Jimmy. Whoa. Marie is over here. Be careful over here now.
Okay, but look at what the message says. It felt weird. I felt weird. Now I feel weird at work. They're newer there.
Oh, the newer person. Okay. Sure, naturally.
We need somebody in HR to... answer this question. 414-432-1099.
Sorry.
I mean, you know these songs are going to come on. And no, you're not overreacting. It's a social work event, but you're still wearing your work hats, everybody. You're still coworkers. Right. I mean, we've been to work functions or work conferences where it gets to be a certain time of the night and you're like, all right, I'm going to bounce because I could tell drinks are flowing. People are starting to become close talkers, and I don't want any part of that.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was just an inadvertent, accidental bump and grind because there's a lot of people around. You're trying to get around. No, it doesn't sound like that.
But is this inappropriate conduct? Is this harassment? They feel uncomfortable afterwards?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always a big believer of you need to document everything. Document it. Write it down.
There may be documentation. I mean, people are always got their phones out, right?
True that.
Dude, check out Jimmy. Yeah.
Baby got back.
Did you see what Jimmy just did? He did.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
boy.
Long and strong.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. We've got Sam calling in. Sam, you're in HR. What do you think about this? Now, this was a happy hour with work coworkers at a karaoke bar. It was outside of work hours, but with work people. When do people report things like this?
I have had those. They have actually crossed several lines, though. So this one, in my head, is a bit benign. I mean, I understand that the employee probably feels uncomfortable. And by all means, have the conversation with HR. But they might just say, okay, thanks for the information. Let me know if anything else escalates. And then there's like a 50-50 chance that they have a conversation with that manager about workplace or, I guess, appropriate behavior outside of the workplace. Because at the end of the day, they are your coworkers. They are your peers. They are your employees. They're not your friends. That's
yes.
what it comes down to. So
right.
That is very true.
But if you're at an event that's like, Everybody's drinking. I'm sure everybody's singing along. It's a karaoke bar.
Nobody has their cell phones out either.
But think about all the songs that you're singing along to.
Oh, I know.
Like they you know, are sexual in nature.
Right.
Do you advise people to not even go to those kinds of situations because this kind of stuff can happen?
No, I don't. No, not at all. By all means, go live your life, have fun, build your team, and it's part of team bonding. You should participate with your team. Just recognize that managers, and as you grow in the organization, you're held to a higher standard of behavior, regardless. And and that if somebody's always watching you.
Well, so, yeah, and it's getting captured on cell phone,
yes,
video, and getting posted everywhere. So, yeah.
Right. But can you, so you've been in HR for a lot of years now, Sam. What is a situation that you've seen happen outside of the workplace? And have you had to talk to a manager about it? You said it's 50-50 the manager will get talked to. What needs to happen for you to get to a point to say, yes, I need to talk to this manager? Is it multiple offenses? Is it how bad it is?
Multiple offenses, but generally crosses the physical conduct line.
Ooh.
Like I've had employees being sent to conventions, let's say, or you know, bigger, et cetera, national conventions,
okay,
and stories come back of various hot tub adventures and
wandering hands in the hot tub.
Who is jumping in a hot tub
with the coworker
and the manager?
Would be surprised.
Really?
Maybe not.
Oh my god, there's no manager here. Yeah. I want to be getting in. I would never be jumping in a hot tub
adventures.
Oh my gosh.
And it doesn't stop with the hot tub, I'll bet you've heard.
Yeah.
They're like, no, I was just trying to actually step across you to get out and reach the ladder.
I was just trying to feel if your jet was on.
Weird. Oh, I was tying your swimsuit. Sorry.
Oh, no. Did that happen?
Yes.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so you had to talk to the manager to say, like, hey, not okay. And did they own up to that? Like, do you typically get managers that will say, yeah, no, you're right? Or do they get defensive and try to say, oh, you weren't there, you don't know what happened, it's taken out of context?
Oh, it's a mix of both. It depends on how, you know, protective they are of, obviously, they know what the the people that know what the consequences are become more defensive in trying to justify their behavior.
Ooh.
The ones that own up to it are like, yeah, I did it. I mean,
crazy.
Yeah.
And what has happened? Have people lost their jobs?
Yes. I've had
so many
people.
All right. So next time you're at karaoke, if Sir Mix-a-Lot comes on, go to the bathroom.
Yeah, keep
don't
your
be around.
Right.
Or keep your body parts to yourself. Like, you're not 20. You're not bumping and grinding.
And when you travel and you have separate hotel rooms, let's not go to the hot tub at all.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's just a good hygiene rule in general.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I can't believe that.
You could write a book. You could probably write a number of books.
You should have a segment of HR stories from the field and just have people call in.
I was just going
to
say,
but if anybody has more to add, you can remain anonymous if you want. 414-432-1099.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.